12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 60% chance for rain with a high of 85. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Rainfall was spotty last night, as some areas near Bone Gap in Edwards County received 7-tenths of an inch. Reports from Effingham said it received 24-hundredths, Clay City said it received 4-hundredths, and some areas in Fairfield received only trace amounts. We recorded 1/4 of an inch at the radio station, bringing July's total to 4 inches and 96-hundredths. Total rainfall for 2020 sat at just over 34.5 inches, though rain chances are in the forecast until Friday. More news next.
Eubinger's Furniture cares about our customers. So to help you with your furniture and bedding purchases, we're offering up to 4 years free financing. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. At Eubinger's, we have everything you need to make your home more comfortable. It's time to sink into a comfy new recliner, sofa, or luxurious new mattress. So shop now with no money down and up to 4 years free financing. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deal's worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, Southwest 7th Street from 620 North to 690 North in Grover Township in Wayne County will be closed today for maintenance work. The Wayne County Historical Society is planning a history camp for Wayne County students entering grades 3 through 8. The camp will be held on July 31st from 10 a.m. to noon, and parents will be asked to pre-register their children by calling 842-3544 by next Monday, July 27th. Space is limited, and the cost will be $5 per child, with the fee covering the cost of craft materials and a snack. Parents will not need to stay with their children. Activities included on camp day include a tour of the Early History Museum, a scavenger hunt, practice with early laundry skills, early games, a craft, and more. Children will be divided into smaller groups, and social distancing will be practiced. People should call 842-3544 for more information, or to register their child for the camp. 30-year-old Reinerd resident Levi Eads was arrested Friday afternoon by Wayne County deputies on charges of domestic battery and criminal damage to property $300 or less. Eads was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Fairfield police arrested 44-year-old Albion resident Robert W. Dunlap last night. Police reports say officers located him in the 100 block of Elm Street, and he was taken into custody on a Hamilton County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and released after posting $245 bond. Johnsonville Community Days are scheduled to be held from July 31st to August 2nd at the Ruritan Building in Johnsonville. Racks of ribs and pork loins may be picked up on the 31st from 4 to 7 p.m., and the cost is $20 for a rack of ribs or half pork loin and $40 for a full pork loin. Orders must be placed by tomorrow, and they may be submitted via the event's Facebook page or by calling Max Seitz at 919-0548. A fish and chicken supper will be held at 5 p.m. on August 1st, and August 2nd will feature a church service with Jonathan Tim at 11 a.m., followed by a chicken dinner. Recommended guidelines for COVID-19 will be followed as best as the Ruritan Club is able, and dine-in or carry-out meals will be offered on August 1st and 2nd. Since January, Illinois residents and visitors have spent nearly $240 million on legalized recreational cannabis, according to a release from the governor's office. Over $52 million has been produced in state revenue, including $34.7 million from excise taxes and $18 million from sales tax. Per the law, 8% of the revenue will be shared with local governments, and roughly $25.9 million from excise and sales taxes is expected to be sent to the state's general revenue fund, according to the Illinois Department of Revenue. In addition, 25% of revenue collected will be reinvested in communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the justice system and to address substance abuse and prevention and mental health concerns. Last week, the R3, or Restore, Reinvest, Renew program announced $31.5 million in grant opportunities to organizations working in historically underserved communities across the state. The announcement signals progress for one of the legalization bill's main social equity measures. Another key measure is expungement for low-level cannabis offenses, and the state is also working to advance that goal. The Wayne County Health Department announced two additional positive cases of COVID-19 last night. The two individuals are males in their teens, and they bring the county's total case number to 27. 12 people are in isolation at home, 14 have recovered, and one person with the virus has passed away. The department will continue to investigate each case, and anyone contacted by public health officials should respond quickly. The department reminds people the number of cases can be reduced by adhering to Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, and maintaining social distance. The State Department of Public Health announced 965 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 5 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 161,575 cases and 7,295 deaths. New cases were reported in most counties in southeastern Illinois over the weekend, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov. Lawrence County sat at 16 Friday morning and sat at 23 yesterday. Jefferson County sat at 135 and White County at 31. Saline County experienced the biggest jump, going from 28 cases Friday morning to 45 yesterday afternoon. Williamson County became the first county in southeastern Illinois to top 200 confirmed cases, coming in at 201. Edwards County reported no new cases and remained at 5 total. Fairfield Public School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England says he still isn't certain what the start of school will look like for 112. Appearing on the Community Connection last week, he said guidance issued by the state has changed, so making a definite plan has been difficult.
We have to, you know, play in the sandbox with everyone, and that's beyond the Wayne County Health Department. That's the Illinois Department of Public Health. That's right. The Illinois State Board of Education. That's the governor's office. And so right now, you know, they have issued guidance back on June 23rd, and in a frustratingly state of Illinois way, they put, you know, two revisions out within 7 days of the first guidance. I'm at the point where I don't even have time to put the helmet on when I run into the brick wall. I just go ahead and take head first and let's see what happens. It's not a delay. It's not putting it off. It's not slacking. But we haven't really put anything out because everything keeps changing. And we want to be able to, whenever we put something out, to be able to say, this is what we're doing. This is what we're sticking with.
Dr. England said not everyone will be able to return in person. And he says the district's biggest concern is reaching every student. He added he has looked at other plans around the area, including Hamilton County's.
We put out a community survey on both of our Facebook pages. In fact, it's still live, so people can still go take it, and it's a pretty quick 5-minute deal, and just kind of getting a feel for the community. So one of the instruction questions was preference on full day or partial day, because we know Hamilton County has elected to go with a 8-1 in person with a 1:15 to 3:15 remote, and Hamilton County is under the guidance of the Wayne County Health Department, so Clark Griffith has worked with them. So I've seen a little bit of their schedule as far as, you know, changing it to a kind of a block scheduling, and there's so many combinations. But what works for Hamco for New Hope Jasper Jeff may not work for Fairfield 112. So again, we're just going to have to put together a plan that works for our, you know, 500-600 plus students plus pre-K. Don't ask me about that because I don't have that answer either.
The District 112 Board of Education is scheduled to meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street Boardroom, and a point of discussion will be the return to school plan. The intellectually disabled individuals served by the Career Development Center have been greatly impacted by the pandemic, according to the CDC's Director of Operations, Shelley Goodman.
I think that so many of them, you know, they like the socialization, but basically, we all have daily schedules, and we like to follow our daily schedules, and we really don't like it when that schedule's messed up. And so changing any type of schedule, what is hard for us is even harder for them. And I think that so many of them just need that socialization and the opportunity to do, you know, what we're all still doing.
Goodman says over 100 clients are served in 7 counties by the agency. In addition, the CDC's new-to-you resale shop has reopened, and it's accepting donations, says Director of Resale Beth Ann Colclasure.
We just want to make sure that the items that we receive as donations can actually be resold. And so obviously we don't accept TVs and mattresses and upholstered furniture, things of that sort. But if anybody ever has any questions, they can certainly call the store and ask us what we take and what we don't take and our hours.
Colclasure said the CDC spent roughly $20,000 in the past year hauling away items that could not be resold. Goodman and Colclasure spoke at last week's Fairfield Rotary Club meeting. Rotarian Jeff Murphy had the program. The village of Sisney is in the process of applying for a CDBG public infrastructure grant to upgrade its water filtration system. Should Sisney get the grant money, it would reduce the amount it would have to pay out of its water account, and customer help within city limits would be appreciated. In the coming days, Treasurer-Collector Jennifer Eckleberry and Village Clerk Vicki Mugridge will go door-to-door to compile information from water customers, and they say it would also be beneficial if people would write a short letter about their thoughts on the water quality in Sisney. Information will only be shared for the purpose of helping to qualify for grant money. Each customer will be asked a few questions, and no signature will be required. People may also go to Sisney Village Hall to fill out paperwork in the office. Governor J.B. Pritzker is encouraging those who haven't responded to the 2020 census to do so as soon as they can. Kim Howard reports.
The census is held every 10 years and is vitally important, says the governor.
Just to give you an idea, 1% undercount for the state of Illinois in 2020 could result in the state losing over $195 million per year. The census isn't just about putting numbers on paper. It's about putting people who represent Illinois in Congress. It's about delivering resources to our schools and social services and workforce development programs and infrastructure.
Illinois' response rate is about 67% so far. The governor says the state is working hard to make sure those often undercounted, including college students, young kids, snowbirds, and minorities, fill out the census form. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
We're at the halfway point of meteorological summer of June through August, and freeze notice meteorologist Dan Hicks has given his broad outlook for the second half of this month.
You know, we've got, you know, high pressure building eastward across the southern U.S. this week. You're going to see a lot hotter weather across the southern U.S. Farther north, some rain chances, and again, a little bit of cool air coming back down. And then that high builds northward up into the central Midwest at times as we move through the second half of July. But the northern extent of that upper-level high doesn't appear to be quite as far north. And that means two things. It means that the northern half of the Midwest, especially from northern Illinois northward, will probably have some fairly decent rain chances with that type of an upper-level pattern. And the northern half of the Midwest will have, you know, fewer days where high temperatures get above 90 degrees. As you move farther south, I think rainfall will tend to be more spotty and more frequent days where it does reach the 90s. So certainly, you know, the corn and bean crops in the southern half of the Midwest probably at greater risk of stressful weather heading into late July.
Last week's Illinois crop report showed 61% of the state's corn crop in good to excellent condition, along with 59% of the soybean crop. That's the news. Area deaths next.
J. Wilderman Autoplex and Mount Carmel's Summertime Super Celebration is all happening this month. Our biggest sale of the year on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Every new Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram has been super sale priced. Up to $11,001 off Rams and F-150s, and up to $7,001 off Renegades. Over 200 pre-owned bargains available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can at JWildermanAutoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643- 5824.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 85. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 26,625, down 46. The NASDAQ is at 10,662, up 159 points. August crude oil is at $40.79. That is up 20 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 92-year-old Marion resident Velma Dean Trotter died on Sunday. Velma Trotter is survived by three children, six grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren, one sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Velma Trotter will be held at 3 p.m. on Wednesday at Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Mitchell Hughes Funeral Home in Marion is assisting the family. 69-year-old former Johnsonville resident Jennifer K. McRae died on Saturday. Jennifer McRae is survived by three children, two brothers, nine grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, six nieces, one nephew, one aunt, and one uncle. Services for Jennifer McRae will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Thursday at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Burial will be at Bunker Cemetery. Donations may be made to Hospice of the Ozarks or St. Jude Children's Hospital. They will be accepted at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of local arrangements. 88-year-old Reinerd resident Robert E. Hilliard died on Friday. He was a farmer. Robert Hilliard is survived by his wife, Marjorie, children Bob Hilliard of Reinerd and Connie McGrew of Xenia, five grandchildren, eight great-grandchildren, one sister, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Robert Hilliard will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday at Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church in Sisney. Visitation will be from 4 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, and from 10 to service time on Wednesday. Interment will be in Sisney Cemetery, with military honors from Clay City American Legion Post 840 and Sailor Springs American Legion Post 230. Memorials may be made to the church building fund, and they will be accepted through the funeral home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
The top five reasons to drive for KMA. Number five. free health clinic. Number 4, paid holidays. Number 3, monthly attendance and safety bonus. Number 2, no hazmat, no jackstand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number 1 reason, you will be home daily. KMA is now hiring. Call 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY today.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, a 60% chance for rain and a high of 85. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 70 and a 40% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high will be around 90. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Scattered showers are possible both Wednesday and Thursday. Both days will have highs around 85 with overnight lows near 70. It'll be partly sunny on Friday. Friday will have a high of 88 with a low around